Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Now we cross over to David Bedin. He's a journalist and founder of the Israel Resource News Agency at the Center for Near East Policy Research. And he joins us. David, welcome to 101.9 Hi FM.
Thank you very much. I'm here.
Fantastic and really, really good to have you, David. Obviously, lots of stuff going on in Israel at the moment, but one of the stories that is bouncing around is that UNRWA is being defunded by the United States. We have it being declared illegal in Israel. Maybe give us a bit of a background. Where did UNRWA even come from?
UNRWA was established by the United Nations in 1948, at the same time that the UNHCR, the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, was established. The UNHCR was for all refugees, and UNRWA only for the Palestinian refugees. Now, there's a myth going around as if UNRWA is being closed. UNRWA is not being closed in any way, shape, or form. UNRWA is strengthened, is stronger than ever before. $1.6 billion flow to UNRWA. The new Israel law forbids Israel from stopping that. Yesterday, I spoke with the foreign ministry and the defense ministry. Who's going to stop the flow of funds for the incitement of Palestinian education? We have translated all the school books. We have followed the militarization of the UNRWA camps. We've been filming the summer camps, which promote murder. And there's a new flow of funds from the UK. So we asked the Israel Foreign Ministry, what are you doing about this? It's the job of the defense ministry. We spoke to the defense ministry. They said it was the job of the foreign ministry. In other words, right now, UNRWA is going to be receiving its $1.6 billion without any interference from Israel or anyone else. Very important. The 20 major nations that fund UNRWA, including the UK, the US, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, all the Scandinavian nations, it continues. And we have revealed that UNRWA is not a social work agency. I initially went to the UNRWA after I finished my social work degree in 1980. Perhaps I would work there to help them get on with their lives. No, that was rejected. Instead, UNRWA has hired workers ever since 1988 to foster the right of return by force of arms.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really the key thing, especially given the definition of UNRWA's mandate that has expanded. You know, if this was just about refugees from the wars, particularly in 48, going forward, then you would expect that the number of refugees would have decreased. But in fact, because of the way that UNRWA does its mandate, that has actually increased considerably.
Absolutely. According to the UNRWA's center in London, they have a center in London called the Right of Return Center, 8.5 million refugees are around the world claiming to go back to where they came from, and not even claiming from that point of view, what's called a left-wing point of view, that they'll take Judea, Samaria, and Gaza. Instead, every child wakes up in the morning knowing where he's supposed to go back to, whether it's in Ashkelon, Ashdod, Beersheba, etc. They are very determined to kill the Jews in every place where they left between 48 and 53. That is very clear in terms of what's going on, except for the Israeli population who have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, and it continues to be a big issue and continues to be a problem. So the fact that the Trump administration is defunding UNRWA, are you saying that the money will be made up by the UK government? They're going to kind of come to the party here
The Trump administration is not defunding UNRWA. That is a lie, okay? The lie that happened in Trump's first term. Instead of defunding UNRWA, he took the money out and made arrangements with Germany and other nations to take the place. Trump knows exactly what he's doing, and he's got Jews working for him. This guy Steve Witkoff, who seemingly has no knowledge of the Middle East, saying that he's going to bring the Arabs back to Gaza. But the Arabs in Gaza have one purpose: to take back everything they lost in 48. That is their education. You know, don't believe me? IsraelBehindTheNews.com. By the way, you'll see also on my website how people can contribute to our research. There's a donations button. But I want to point out, we have the school books translated. We have the story of what UNRWA is doing to incite the population. It was UNRWA. It was UNRWA from day one, October 7, that organized the rebellion, that organized the war. And on September 27 last year, in 2023, our agency took all of our experts to Israeli intelligence to inform them what was about to happen, and they did not listen. We sat with them for 2 hours, did not listen. This has to be explained to the people of Israel and to the Jewish people around the world. There's a people who are being hoodwinked. There is no ceasefire. There's what's called a hudna, which is a temporary respite until the Arabs get their act together.
Well, there we go. Thank you so much, David Bedin. He is a journalist and founder of the Israel Resource News Agency at the Center for Near East Policy Research Center. IsraelBehindTheNews.com is where you can find him.